You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have a true friend. We've really gotten to know each other over the years. And whenever we have BNI meetings or BNI Heartland meetings, her and I always get the jokes that we throw out there where not everybody else gets them in the room. Movie quotes, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I have Executive Director Chris Vigneri. Chris, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're having fun in Subaville Studios. This is one of your third times here, so I'm just happy to have you on the mics today.
I know. Thank you. And you're right. We are the two people that often get one another and know what each other is saying, so it's nice to spend time with you today.
Yeah, I agree. And we don't have to worry about everybody else poking fun at our funny jokes that are only funny to us. And the sad thing is they're not inside jokes. They're just culture more that you and I picked up on better than others that might be in the room, Vince. So today our topic is going to be core groups. And for those of you that don't know, to start a BNI chapter, we have a process. Just as all successful businesses and all successful organizations have, is we have a process. And this process has evolved, still evolving over the years. But a few years back, they kind of came out with a, if we all do it this way, we'll all have consistency. And I know the history of that concept was even, there was a executive director and he was amazing at starting these new chapters, but you couldn't have him in all of the regions. So they took the ideas, the concepts, what worked and drew it out, if you will. And then instead of having him there, you had this process in place. And like I said, everything's always evolving, but I really do think this gave us a good foundation to really work with.
I would agree.
So we want to talk about the opportunity of from when you first think you want to start a chapter, the context that's going to happen, the next step that's going to go from there, and then kind of the process through the different educations and the phases, if you will. And for the members listening, this is a fantastic podcast to share with anybody you've talked to that can't get in a chapter or has been interested in starting a chapter or maybe they're in an area that BNI doesn't exist. This is a good opportunity to give them an overview of what it would look like in a very short period. And then, of course, we're always willing to talk more if they want to know more. So, Chris.
Yes.
We have a list in the office, and the list is areas we would like to start chapters, right?
That is correct.
Now, why don't we just go in, guns ablaze and on our horses, and say, we're doing BNI here. What are the challenges that we run into when we do that?
Well, first of all, when we've discovered that you can't decide people want BNI.
Yes.
People who want to be members want they need to want BNI to be in their lives and be in their community. And so we can't tell them that.
Right.
And so it is much easier when we get those referrals from our current members, from a person in a smaller town that may not have BNI, or even whether it's in an area we already have one and they want to start a second or third or 15th or 16th chapter in the area. It's better for us to have that key person to start working with and build from there.
So we have somebody that reaches out and they're interested, and we have launch directors that kind of take that information in. They reach out to them. They set up that first meeting and they see if it's a good fit, because everybody's time is very valuable. And when we really get to that commitment point of we're doing this, there's a couple things that we make a commitment on our side. And sometimes that involves travel and setting up events and stuff. So somebody came in, they said, I saw BNI, I love it. I don't have it in my area. I'd like to start it in my area. We give that information to the launch director. What happens next once we get that full commitment from that person?
Once that process begins and that communication starts, then really what we are asking that person is to get two or three other individuals in the community. And we give them the list of the key professions. As you know, we talk about those five professions that are in almost every single chapter. And when we say that, we talk about it across the entire world. Although we know each chapter is unique and has their own dynamic and culture, You know, that's our first focus is, you know, if we have a property casualty insurance person, a financial advisor, a realtor, a mortgage lender, a chiropractor. But it doesn't always start with those five either. It could be a totally different group of professionals. But we ask first that that person get two or three other people together so that we can have an interest meeting. And the interest meeting could be a breakfast, a lunch. We're even looking at doing webinars these days because of just the size of our region that we can't always reach certain people. And so we want to tell them what the process will be like, what it'll look like, how long it might take, and some of the different things that we do. When we're into a new area, we also want to make sure that we join the chamber and start building some community visibility so that other people and other professionals in the area can start learning what BNI is and what it can do for their business.
And if I recall, you've even done some like trade shows in smaller areas around Nebraska and maybe a couple other areas, right?
We have. And I think that that's a key thing, whether it's sponsoring very important events in their communities or whether it's being a part of their trade shows to get our name out. It's all about different ways that we can put BNI in front of people.
And specifically business people.
Correct.
That is how we grow. All right, so we've done the webinar. We've got them prepped. They showed up. They got some people committed. Applications check is in. So they have the skin in the game. So now we set some goals for them, right?
We do. And we have our interest meeting, which is our interest phase. And we talk about the phases when it comes to starting a chapter. But we also realized phases doesn't mean anything to the normal, average, everyday person outside of our BNI Heartland group or other BNI organizations across the United States. So I call the next phase the growth phase. That's once we have, you know, the group of committed members, the applicants, their applications, their payments are in, we go to the growth phase. So we start meeting every other week, whether it's me traveling and running the meeting and being there with them, or whether it's finding a key person within the group already that is okay to start helping out and stepping up into leadership. But we start running the meetings and we work on growth. That is the focus of the meetings, is inviting visitors, how to invite, who to invite, how to fill out our contact spheres, and really focus on those key professions that we can continue to grow the group so that we can then work towards launching as a chapter.
And I think this was a big component that came with the FACE program, was the every other week meeting.
Correct.
Early on, when you're just getting to understand how to invite people and things like that, it got very redundant meeting every single week. And we do have core groups that want to start there, but usually when they look back, they see the value of that every other week. Gives you a little more time to be talking to people, gives you more opportunity to schedule out a little further with those visitors and things on that. That was one of my favorite changes because I sat through many of those. All right, third week, and I feel like I'm really beating you down, but we got to get people here. So I thought that was a great change. So we set the goal of kind of a number to get to. So now we've gotten to that number, and we're through the growth phase. What happens next?
Once we reach our goal of how many members we need to launch the chapter, then we work on officially the launch process, which means they get access to BNI Connect, the BNI app. They get everything that it means to be a BNI member, which is exciting when that time happens, because up to this point, they've just heard about all of this. Even though we've talked about referrals and thank you for closed business, then they finally get to take part of everything and kind of see it. You know, if they visited an existing chapter, then they know what they're working towards. But sometimes that's not possible. So when they finally get access to everything, it's pretty amazing.
Well, and this is where I really get to jump in too, as the
yes.
education coordinator side of my title. And I enjoy this part because I don't spend a lot of time with them through those first few phases on the growth side. But then I get to meet them. I'm not going to lie, I get to run a meeting a couple times during this phase, and I never get to do that. I always enjoy doing that, so that's always enjoyable. But then bringing basic education, and that's the root of what I love to do in BNI is that early, simple, but just didn't connect the dots type education that turns those light bulbs on and gets them excited and passing more referrals and understanding one-to-ones better. And that's where I have a big passion. So I always enjoy this phase, going through them or going through it with them. And, you know, they're excited too.
Yeah.
Because now they see the light at the end of the tunnel and they're almost to that point where, yeah, we're a chapter. So then we spend a lot of this time focused on the big celebration.
Right.
And we want the launch to be an exciting event, an opportunity for a little boost of membership. And it's another great time to reach out to some of those professions that maybe came once and didn't make the commitment. And you can go back and say, look at how big we are now. And look at what we're doing. Look at our closed business and bring all those people back to see now that that's enough. But it is truly the hen making bread or something, right? None of the animals wanted to help as she walked around. And then when the bread was made, they all came and they're like, oh, no, I want it. Well, a lot of the times your classification gets locked out through the core process. And when we talk to those people that show up and they're like, oh, I'll wait till you guys are, you know, full chapter. I warn them, and I warn them out of passion, not out of desperation. Your seat probably won't be open because these people are inviting not just you for this position, but many, because they know that they have to send many invites out to be hitting those goals. So that's where I tell people, when you get a chance to be part of the core group, take advantage of it. Because you then can bring in your connects and everything. And I think I'm stealing a little bit of your thunder here.
That's okay.
Near the end for your final thought. So I'm going to go right into that then. I'm going to close this out with. So once we get through the education and we do the celebration phase, then they are a chapter.
They are. That launch phase kind of entails the selecting the leadership team, going through leadership team training, the member success program, getting all that training completed before the visitor's day that we have for their celebration. And then their first year begins. And it's interesting because that's another piece that we have recognized and changed. And you're right. When you say you're not involved during that beginning part of a new chapter and that new chapter forming. But during the launch phase, that's when we bring Brandon in. And let me tell you, his energy is just amazing for these people to feel. And then they get to experience him during the first year because of the changes we made during that first year journey, which I think has been another good change that we've made to launching new chapters.
Absolutely. Bringing the chapter workshops early on through their first year, we've seen tremendous changes there. One piece I really enjoyed, and I didn't think I wouldn't like it, but I didn't know how much I would like it now that I do it. But I have a bi-weekly call with the new presidents for usually that first 3, 4, 5 months. And it's simple little questions that I get. But they're the ones that back in the day when we did do this process, we made assumptions. And you know what happens when you make assumptions. So it really gives the president an opportunity to say silly things like, so, you know, we got a new application. What do we do? Because they didn't necessarily, they weren't involved on that side. Walk them through, and I think it makes your life a little easier too on the processing side because you have everything at once. It's not collecting one piece and then reaching out and collecting. And I think that's been helpful across the board. And I always enjoy that first year journey, just to see their successes too.
Yeah, it's been exciting watching the chapters that we've launched under this process that we are now using today and how successful they are in their first year. And it's exciting when you get those new applications on a regular basis during their first year versus sometimes with core groups, they've been inviting that they all take this pause once they launch. And then they just kind of forget that they need to continue to invite and then continue to grow and really focus on those new members that are joining and focus on those contact spheres.
Very good. So any final thoughts on this?
You know, I think one piece that I would want to say is there are advantages and disadvantages of launching a core group or forming your own BNI chapter. And I think for some people, they look at the disadvantage as it's a lot of time, it's a lot of work, but it truly isn't. I feel that we have a system and a structure in place that doesn't make it so much more time consuming than really joining an existing chapter. But I see the advantage of being able to be a core, one of the founding members of that core group and building those relationships from the very, very beginning. I mean, you look at other chapters and you still see some of those founding members that are still in some of our chapters that are 10 and 15 years old. Right. And they have a bond that is just amazing. And I know I've used the word amazing a lot today, but obviously I'm passionate about core groups because it's an area that I love. And I really love seeing those relationships being formed in a core group.
So if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Chris, I was glad to have you on, cover this. Like I said, this is a great opportunity. Share this with somebody that might be interested. Get them connected with Chris, which is Chris with a K.
With a K.
K-R-I-S at bniheartland.com. And we will get them directed where they need to go and get them started if they're ready. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.